Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, which is a Monday through Friday event at 6:30 in the evening, and you can hear the honest discernment and get it actual truth as much as is possible through the use of our critical faculties. I also would, tonight I'm going to talk about termination or firing or people being fired in the private sector workforce, which occurs extremely frequently. And I think the concept and the setup should be altered and changed. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about a little bit about how I run this show. The show is a politically incorrect show. We are interested in honest thought, honest discernment, and critical thinking. We're not interested in media lies, media falsehoods, and media political rhetoric. Not interested. I think it's misleading. It's virtually on the basis and in the level of lies, and I don't want to waste my time on it. If I'm going to listen to something, I'll listen to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. If I'm going to read something, I'll read Augustine's City of God. I will not bother with this group. They're a waste of time, and they waste and are frying everybody's brain that pays attention to them. Next, I am a Christian, and I adhere to that position in the sense that I follow all the I adhere to Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and I adhere to the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, and I read books that I think will benefit me, whether modern theologians such as C.S. Lewis, more modern theologians as D.K. Chesterton and Hilaire Belloc, and other outstanding Christian thinkers, including T.S. Eliot, among others. Although to go farther back, I might be interested in Cardinal Newman and others, great minds that have addressed the Christian faith. Next, I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, and I have 4 in process, and these books are both Christian and legal books, and they've been bought quite widely internationally and nationally and by many universities in the United States. I also am a host of 2 radio shows, a podcast show, and this Blog Talk radio show, which is, I have very happy, I've visited through many people from Muslim countries and China. I'm extremely happy that these people have open enough minds to be interested in Christian thought. That's as much as I'm going to say about the show tonight. I could say more. But tonight I'm going to talk about the idea of termination, terminating people from their job in the private sector. And the problem is that, ladies and gentlemen, that I think that this should be changed. We live in a private sector employment situation of termination at will. We are now an employee who is working for a private company has the option to resign, or he is often fired for no reason at all or for any reason or any reason at all. And we read about it in the business section of our daily newspaper, an executive has been fired or 100 middle managers have been slated for early retirement or an army of clerical workers have been laid off due to a purported slowdown, were terminated. So the doctrine of termination at will, meaning you can go and be discharged from any job any time anybody wants, in most private sector jobs, is quite difficult. And the only people who are protected from this are tenured academics whose permanent employment is based on the theory of academic freedom. The government civil service employee is the second, and also the union member whose job is protected by union rights. Those 3 people, the tenured academic, the government civil service member, and the union member are not subject to this doctrine. But the doctrine, the situation is very difficult because people have to support their families. A person can be fired for somebody not liking him, whatever liking means, whether that the boss feels this person doesn't count out to him enough, or the woman doesn't smile enough, or she is, the person has acquired an emotional aversion to a particular person. So most of the time, this is a pretty entrenched idea in our system. People can be fired at any time in the private sector for any reason or no reason. But some courts are taking a different view of this lately. The court that really endorsed this was Murphy v. American Home Products at 58 New York 2nd, 293, a Court of Appeals decision, and a discharged middle management employee brought a lawsuit alleging abusive discharge and breach of contract. And he claimed he was fired because he revealed certain accounting improprieties. The court rejected his view of abusive discharge, stating this doctrine, that where employment is for an indefinite term, it may be freely terminated for any reason or no reason at all. And he says there can be no cause of action for discharge. He said that if it's going to be changed, the legislature's got to change it. The court also rejected the argument that a breach of contract cause of action existed, where the employee argued, though the contract was indefinite, the law implied an obligation on the part of the corporation to deal in fairness. The court reasoned that where no definite contract was agreed upon, there's no implied contractual obligations. So in a sense, the Court of Appeals in Murphy, though sympathetic to the plaintiff's plight, rejected the contract and tort action as valid. In other words, the court endorsed the termination at will doctrine. And I repeat, this doctrine makes it very difficult for people to get a job and hold a job when they can be fired and terminated for any reason, any time in the world. There are two exceptions to this rule. One is in Wiener v. McGraw-Hill, again a Court of Appeals decision, where a defendant with the assurance of job security signed an application of employment which stated that his position would be subject to the rules and regulations, the personnel handbook, which stated that any dismissal must be for just cause and only after appropriate steps. The plaintiff was discharged, and he sued for wrongful termination, and the Court of Appeals held the plaintiff had a cause of action for breach of contract since he left his previous employment with the assurance that the employer would not discharge him without just cause, and this assurance was incorporated in the employment application. So basically the court said in Wiener, Court of Appeals of this state, said significantly that he had some legal rights to the job based on the application he signed and the personnel handbook. The second exception is to Murphy, where we can find a way of keeping your job, which is a violation of public policy. If the discharge was in violation of public policy, then the employee may have some rights in that respect. So if there's you can find a basis for job security in the application or in a personal handbook or in a violation of public policy, you've got a little bit of a shot of keeping your job and not being fired for any reason at all. But I have to say that, give my view on this issue, I think it's very important that the time should come upon us when the courts and legislature should provide for job security, even where the employment is at the will of either party. We can't have a system where nobody keeps their job and they are in complete terror constantly of losing it. If we are going to have a viable capitalist system, we must have a system where for the greater good and for enable people to support their families and keep their jobs, some sort of system of job security. We have some job security founded in union rights, in union labor, in civil service, and in union rights, civil service, and in the tenured academic, but these are very limited groups, and many unions have been eliminated. So I think we need a reform of the legal system where people will have some right in the private sector, having been there for a period of time, to keep their job. I think a system where people can be treated like chattel, like garbage, in and out of their jobs, treated as pieces of commodities, I think it's bad, I think it's evil, and I think the doctrine should be modified and eliminated. I think people should acquire, even in the private sector, some rights to their employment, and that they should be fired, except for the employer shows a very good reason and just cause for it. So I think the doctrine of termination will is no good. I think it should be eliminated and changed. And I urge you all who are listening to this show, and I know many people are listening to it all over the world and all over the country, I say, think about what I'm saying, and let's change things. I enjoyed this broadcast, and I do hope that the yesterdays and today's thoughts on this issue will bring enlightenment to people who are listening to this show. Thank you. Goodbye.